So does it make a difference today? Today, there are many clean-shaven individuals. In fact, what do they call people with beards? It says clean-shaven. So what's the implication? That if you're not clean-shaven, you're tummy. There's something wrong. You know, that's the implication. You know, they pick words to make it sound like the other way isn't good. But anyway, throughout the generations, many Yidden had beards. They didn't have, because there weren't too many ways of shaving. In Europe, I think they had to like burn your face off, putting that cream on. Today we have electric shavers, because you can't use a razor. A razor is against, it's a verse in the Torah saying you can't use a razor. So they have electric shavers. So the question is today, that people shave regularly, would that make a difference? Would it make a difference in regarding the halacha of shaving on Chol HaMoed and shaving during Sfiras HaOmer? Let's see if they're the same issue, a different issue. So shaving on Chol HaMoed is a totally different issue than shaving on Sfira. Shaving on Chol HaMoed, the question is, we know it's a machlokes rishonim in the beginning of Moed Katan, whether the Issa Malacha is a biblical prohibition or not on Chol HaMoed. Some say since there's so many exceptions to the rules, the effort must only be Durabanan. Others say no. Masru Chachamim, the Chachamim got to define what's the Issa Malacha. So Pasha is certainly an Issa Malacha Durabanan, perhaps the Raisa Machokas, it's a Machokas Machaba Raman, a different area regarding Tefillin on Chol HaMoed. The Machaber writes, it's also to put on tefillin. That means, presumably, he holds an Issa Malacha Daraisa, and that's an os. According to the Rama, who says that you put on tefillin, so therefore he doesn't think there's an Issa Malacha, at least not Daraisa, and because there is no os. So either way, so generally speaking, it's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch. You can't shave on Chol HaMoed. Why? It's based on the Gemara in Moed Katan. The Gemara in Moed Katan says, why don't we let you shave on Chol HaMoed? Because we're concerned if we let you shave on Chol HaMoed, you're not going to be meticulous in taking a shave before Yontif, and you'll end up looking like a menuvel. You'll be looking disgusting. You'll enter the Chag. It'll be a zilzil Yontif. That's the Gemara's reason. So the question is, what happens today? I shaved Erev Yontif. And now come Chol HaMoed, if I don't, now I look like I'm a menuvel. So is there any heter for me to shave on Chol HaMoed? So there's a discussion already in the Rishonim, the Noda B'Yehuda discuss, that maybe if you do shave, so then there's some Rishonim who would say then that you could shave on Chol HaMoed. But in Shulchan Aruch, they don't paskin that way. They say, you can shave. However, the Gemara gives an exception to the rule. When are you allowed to shave or take a haircut on Chol HaMoed? Let's say you got out of jail and obviously you couldn't, I guess it wasn't one of those country club jails where you have like the cable, you have the iPad and everything set up, and therefore you couldn't take a haircut before. They must have haircuts in jail, but you couldn't take a haircut. So the Gemara says it has to be an onus demuchach. It's not enough, let's say you slept in and there was some onus happened or something happened, you were sick and you couldn't take it. No one's going to know. It has to be something which is obvious to the onlooker. So it's obvious, everyone knows if you just came back from Medina Sayyam or you just came back out of jail, they knew you couldn't take a haircut. And therefore, it's an onus to mucha. You're permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed. So if it's an open onus, then you're allowed to shave. So comes along with Soloveitchik. So that's the question today. So today that everyone knows, if I shave every day, so when I shave Erev Yontif, and now it's Chol HaMoed, and I look like I'm a nivul, everyone knows, is this. So some Achronim say, I think like Avadji Yosef, a little plug. It wasn't one of the exceptions written down in the Gemara about when you're allowed to shave. So therefore, it's not an exception written down. Therefore, it's a no-go. And others say, no. That, of course, it wasn't written down. Because you didn't have a society where you had clean shaven, observant Jews. So of course it's not written down, but it obviously fits the bill. So Rav Soloveitchik paskins that one, so both Rav Moshe and Rav Soloveitchik come to the same conclusion. We'll see a little, one says it a little stronger than the other, but they both come to the same conclusion that it's permitted to shave on Chol HaMoed, because if you didn't shave before, so then there's a kanaf. So midrabanan, they won't let you shave because you went against the whole purpose was to shave. The whole purpose we said not to shave. The whole purpose we said not to shave on Chol HaMoed is that you could shave Erev Yontif. If you didn't shave on Erev Yontif, but you know, according to that would be working probably more with the Noda de Yehuda and company. But according to Rav Soloveitchik, then let's assume you shaved anyway. Perhaps maybe even if you didn't, but that you're permitted to shave. So Rav Moshe and the Rav basically come with the same heter. However, at the end of the tshuva for Rav Moshe, he writes, but Bali Nefesh, you know, shouldn't shave, you know, don't be mocha anyone who shaves, but he's not saying to do it. And the Rav Soloveitchik said, if it's mutter to shave, so you're mechuyev to shave, because how could you not shave? It's a zilzil to yantiv. If I'm permitted, you could enter the second days of yantiv, will be a zilzil. So, yeah, those who say you can't shave at all, Chol HaMoed, Abaji Yosef and company. Yeah, Rav Moshe seems to say it's mutter, and you know, different reasons why people want to say why he wrote a whole tshuva why it's mutter. At the end, he just wrote Bali Nefesh at the end. You know, some issues going on there. And Rav Soloveitchik says, if it's mutter, you're obligated. Because if I'm mutter to shave, so I have a mitzvah simchas yantiv and covered yantiv, and therefore I have to shave. So that's why those who are students of Rav Soloveitchik and follow this school of thought, not in also like Rav Moshe, people shave on Chol HaMoed. So I actually make a split. I shave on Chol HaMoed Sukkot, but I don't shave on Chol HaMoed Pesach. Why is that? Is there any fundamental difference between Chol HaMoed Pesach and Chol HaMoed Sukkot? No, none whatsoever. Then why would one choose to shave one, not the other? So let's put this, I recently shaved. It wasn't always the case, and it's a fluid situation. It depends where I am. So now where I'm working, so you know, you're dealing with many non-observant and Gentiles that, you know, don't really get the full picture. So it doesn't make any sense. That's Rav Soloveitchik's argument. He says the whole purpose of not shaving on Chol HaMoed was to make sure you enter Yontif looking good. So now you're telling me you can't shave on Chol HaMoed is because it's stopping me from looking good. So it's onus to muchuk today. So I realize, you know, so strictly speaking, it makes sense to me that one should shave. Since you should shave, I mean, you know, maybe you have a chiyah, but you should shave. So therefore, Sukkot, I'm around SV, so then and so I shave on Chol HaMoed. But on Pesach, we also have Svira. Even though I'm not worried about shaving on Svira, I could find the heter for that also. That's the next year. But the point is, but Svira is Aveilah, so therefore I don't shave on Chol HaMoed because it's all part, I'm not going to shave after Yontif anyway, even though I could wait and do the second days. But because for two reasons. I don't shave because number one for me is that at least when I look in the mirror every day, I might think for a couple of seconds, you know, zecher to what happened, Rabbi Akiva's student. At least it gets me to think about the zman we're in now. But more so it's for the educational purpose, because people are gonna ask me, why are you growing a beard? And I'll say, I'm in between shaves. But then I have an opportunity to go and explain to them why I'm not shaving. So I could go into the whole story with Rabbi Akiva's students, the 24,000, so it's an educational experience, and and everyone understands why you don't shave in Aveilus. So therefore, that's what I'm doing lately. I said the situation's fluid, it depends where I am. And you know, if I'm in a place where most people don't shave, so you know, then I might not shave either. But I'm saying is, so I rely on the Rav's and Rav Moshe's heter on Kol HaMoed Sukkot, but Kol HaMoed Pesach I don't shave because I'm not going to be shaving anyway, and also for educational reasons. So we'll have to continue tomorrow and just get into what about shaving on Kol HaMoed, and what about weddings during, we have to discuss weddings during Sfira, haircuts and shaving during Sfira, and listening to music during Sfira. You think you'll be able to handle all those topics? So that's what's scheduled for tomorrow evening.